Turkeys have been active in our neighbourhood, a whole flock of them. 14 at the last count have been marching through gardens and parading down the middle of the street. They don't seem to have any worries about the future, even though Thanksgiving is not a good time for turkeys. The heartwarming story about Indians and turkeys in 1621 has entered our Thanksgiving mythology forever, whether the turkeys like it or not. However, in spite of Norman Rockwell's iconic painting, which puts the turkey front and centre, Thanksgiving is quintessentially a family festival, and families are complicated. The role of the turkey is simple by comparison. Almost everyone agrees that family is a good thing. Family values has become an all-purpose term of moral approval, even though, if you look at it globally, family values around the world embrace everything from the blood feud and the honour killing to cannibalism. Even here in the United States, the term family values is so elastic as to be almost meaningless, which is why politicians love it so much. The family itself is a highly flexible, not to say fluid, institution. In some cultures, it may include multiple wives and hundreds or even thousands of remote relatives. In others, like ours, it may be just two or three people living together. Yet every nation and every culture has a family system of some kind. We need it as a refuge from the 6 billion other people in the world who don't know or care anything about us. If our family is small or non-existent, or unsatisfactory, we can expand it by adding dogs, cats, and other creatures. Some of the most valued members of our family are covered in fur. Others have a familial relationship with sports teams or work colleagues, friends or congregations, lodges or drinking buddies. Only the familiar faces, voices, and opinions of the family, whoever they are, can give real comfort and security. Our own family is always the hardest to understand because it is so close that it blurs and is blurred quite deliberately. When I was young, I was intensely curious about our family, but I was always told, ask no questions and you will hear no lies. Every family has secrets, and every family is, in a sense, invisible to outsiders. A locked room mystery, a conspiracy of silence. Family reunions are stressful simply because they may know your secrets and, if you've done your research, you may know theirs. It's a delicate balance which can easily be upset by political passions, multiple marriage confusions, gender identity complications, and thoughtless DNA testing, any one of which may blow the myth of the happy family sky high. The role of the turkey is to proclaim a temporary truce, as it did in 1621. This is not the time for sensational family revelations. This is the week when we must accept them as they seem to be, and hope that they will do the same for us. This is David Boucher.